Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now we're going to talk about Katie Taylor because she's hoping to have a trilogy fight against Chantelle Cameron at Croke Park after her big win over the English boxer at the weekend. Let's take a listen to Katie speaking at the post-fight press conference.
Like I was saying in the ring, I don't think women's boxing has seen a trilogy before. So one of my favourite fighters is Marco Antonio Barrera. Barrera Morales, it's the best trilogy you could ever see. So we could have that type of a trilogy. That would be absolutely iconic for the sport. And even better if we did get it in Croke Park, 80,000 people. That's the stadium we've all wanted for the homecoming. So that would be absolutely amazing if that happened.
Yeah, it's not that simple though. Des Cahill of RTE Sport joins me now. Good morning, Des.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
First of all, it was a huge win for Katie Taylor at the weekend. I watched the fight. I wasn't sure how it was going because it was fairly tight. But she won it and, you know, a fantastic thing to do at the age of 37, having been defeated by that fighter in the past.
Incredible. And she says it's her greatest win. I think it's the greatest win. Because of the reason you say, she's 37. And in truth, she referenced, I didn't think she'd win it again. At 37, you're at the higher end, obviously, for boxing. And I thought the younger woman would have the advantage. I wondered how the defeat would have affected Katie, because she so seldom suffers defeat in her career. And she used that as a positive. She turned it so positive and was superb. I mean, my goodness, she was incredible. She is the heart of a lion, and apart from her talent. And I think to prove people wrong meant so much to her.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she had that sort of very quiet lead into this fight, staying away from the press, being very silent in the room.
I mean, that's the way she is.
Just the contrast between that and the last fight, where she was out a lot. She obviously just said, look, I'm not doing that this time.
Yes. I think she hates doing all that promotion and stuff, which is obviously done for most fights to promote the fight and sell tickets for the fight, and that's not, she's not comfortable in that space, I think. That's a question about Croke Park. If Croke Park was available, would you fill Croke Park? It's another issue, you know.
Yeah, she'd have to do all the press there. Let's talk about that though, because her promoter Eddie Hearn, he seemed to appeal to the Irish government. It was almost the first thing out of his mouth after she won. He wants them to foot the bill or help foot the bill for this potential fight at Croke Park. We'll have a listen to Eddie Hearn.
And I know we say a lot, but for everybody out there, everybody in Ireland, the Irish government, Croke Park has to happen. It has to happen. She's done everything for this sport. She's done everything for this country. She deserves it more than anyone. Next spring, summer, we will create an event you will never forget. I tell you what, we're so proud. Thank you so much for getting behind her over these years. Incredible. You deserve it all. You deserve it all.
It's a tricky one, this, because Eddie Hearn wants it for obvious reasons. You know, we could write him off, but Katie wants that fight.
Katie badly wants that fight. I was making the argument yesterday. I was a lone voice.
I heard you.
Did you? Yeah. But it's not up to the GAA or Croke Park to make money for Eddie Hearn or Katie. And like, I do think Katie, I love Katie. Everyone in Ireland loves Katie. That's why it would be a very special occasion. But I think it's not the onus shouldn't be on the government at Croke Park to make it available at a price that suits Eddie Hearn, for them to make their money from it. That's my argument. I think the government have far greater issues in terms of spending money. Not that they're averse to spending on sporting events. They are open to sporting events, but that case will have to be made by the Hearn camp. And the case being, would sport tourism be effective? For instance, the American football brings tens of thousands of Americans in. The Euros coming here, that will bring tens of thousands of football fans, all big spending. How many will come in from abroad for the boxing? I'm not so sure. In relation to the GAA and pressure on the GAA about, you know, the costs are too high, the GAA shouldn't have, I'm not defending the GAA for a moment or fighting their case, but it's not up to the GAA to make it available to suit Eddie Hearn. Like, I've no doubt they could come to an agreement. I think Eddie Hearn's just playing a game here.
Mm-hmm. And will you explain to us why the government would be expected to help foot the bill?
Well, I'm saying I don't think they should foot the bill, mm-hmm. but he's saying they should because Katie deserves it.
It's the security cost, isn't it? If we go back to when this was originally mooted, that was why
that was a Croke Park cost.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that was the Croke Park. He says that what was quoted by Croke Park was way too high compared to, he named Wembley, the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, and Dallas Cowboys Stadium, he mentioned, and there was much dearer here. And so it's up to him and Croke Park to come to arrangement on costs, but bear in mind, a night event compared to a match day in daylight, a night event would require far more security. And there are issues around boxing in the past. There hasn't been professional boxing here for a few years. You know that, don't you? Because mm-hmm. there's been issues around that. So that clearly means security would be an issue. Extra security would be an issue. We're talking about a city where the police would not allow boxing happen. Professional boxing happens, so that clearly says there's a security issue around.
I was half surprised.
So that's all coming back.
Sorry, Des, to cut across you, but just in the aftermath of the win on Saturday night, I was surprised when Eddie Hearn jumped up and said that, because I was almost expecting Katie to announce her retirement. And that argument is made, isn't it, that this is the time now for her, for the sake of her health, because she's 37 and she has nothing to prove.
She hates that, I think. I think she absolutely hates it. And in fact, I think that's partly what drove her. She said that she couldn't believe how many people doubted her for this return fight with Chantel Cameron. And it drove her on, and she trained harder than ever. But you're right, people are concerned. But you see, we love Katie so much. I think Katie is the ultimate girl next door. Her and Kelly Harrington have that personality that we love. And we hate seeing Katie bruised or damaged, and her face was very bruised after the fight, obviously. And a lot of people don't want to see that, and they don't want to see her hurt. But I'm a professional fighter. I will get bruised. I want to fight, and I want to fight on, and I shouldn't be stopped. So it's partly our love for her and our affection for her, not wanting anything to happen to her. But she feels she's well capable of doing it, and I don't think she's going to stop.
And what are the odds, do you think, of that fight going ahead in Croke Park next year?
Honestly, I think it's reasonably good, but I think Eddie Hearn has to back. I think he's playing a game. I think he's trying to get the government to fund and Croke Park reduce costs, etc. That's part of the game. That's his job in a way, to get it at the best price he can get it. But I think there's a good chance. I do wonder though, will they fill it? 80,000, like there was 8,000 in the three arena. 80,000 is a whole different ball game. Mm-hmm. I was asking someone what is the boxing. What is the number of people who would be boxing people who would go to an event and are sold? Maybe 15,000 to 20,000 tops. So if you double that with people who love Katie and will go and spend the money, and bear in mind, if it's nighttime in Dublin, the person from Kerry or Donegal who'd love to go and can afford a ticket won't be able to afford to stay in Dublin with the prices now. It's so expensive.
Yeah, but it mightn't be at nighttime.
But that only brings it up to 40-odd thousand, you know.
Yeah, but look, I think a lot of people might go if they thought it was a big showcase event, Croke Park, perhaps her last fight. You know, it just might change that dynamic. But let's see what happens. Des, good to talk to you.
No, I think you're right. All right. And good to talk to you. And come here. Like everyone else, the love for Katie is unparalleled.
Absolutely.
And I wanted her career to end in the way she wants it to end, and on a good note. But we all care about her, that's all. She hates that.
Well, look, Croke Park seems to be what she wants. So let's see what happens over the coming months. Des Cahill from RTE Sport. Thank you very much, Des, for talking to us. We'll take a break.
Cheers.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.